We have a guest joining us by phone this morning on our program. Pat McManus, who's the founder of Rock in Prevention, joins us today. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Well, cold, but, you know, it's that time of the year.
Oh, welcome to Iowa. Here we go again.
Pat,
love it.
You bet. Pat, Rock in Prevention was your idea. It was your baby. Oh, gosh, it seems like forever ago now. Back in the, early 90s, late 80s, you came up with this crazy idea to mix a prevention message with rock music and get it out to kids around schools in Iowa. And I'm sure people told you, well, that'll never work, but it sure has.
Well, we started back in 1990 with a broadcaster named Mr. Ray Johnson, who was our first board chairman. And Ray took us to the Iowa Broadcasters Association, who is our founding sponsor, and very, very quickly, I'll never forget the day Ray stood in front of a bunch of philanthropists, and we were making a pitch to kind of get the program started, get it off the ground, and Ray said, "We're going to help 15,000 people this year." And I thought, "Ray, what are you talking about? Be quiet." And the broadcasters jumped on board. And in the first year alone, we helped 21,000 people all over the state of Iowa. And it was really because the Iowa Broadcasters Association and the free open-air broadcast people taking our message from Iowa corner to corner. And since that time, I couldn't be more grateful to the broadcasters that continued to support us. And just in the first 5 months, Jim, of this fiscal year, our fiscal year starts in July, we felt 37,000 people, and that's compared to 41,000 the entire year, the year before. So rock prevention, this is in great demand. I'd say our bullying prevention is probably booking the most, and then our character education program, and then our alcohol, tobacco, and other drug prevention program in that order.
Well, and the nice thing about that is rock and prevention seems to have morphed over time as different issues become more prevalent. You've tailored the program to fit the needs of youngsters today.
Yeah, we're constantly looking for what are emerging needs. And we have a high school mentor process group every day that we do the program. And we'll ask them, what do you see as emerging issues? Is there anything you would change in the program? What else would you like to see covered in the program? We also ask that in our written evaluations of the teachers and the students. And so we started doing bullying prevention clear back in 2009. And it was before that, it was getting all this media attention that it gets today. But it was in large part just simply listening to high school mentors telling us, hey, you really need to start doing something in this area of bullying. And so we started to study what are the methods and what are the skills that teachers and students can work together on to prevent bullying in their school, and Jim, maybe even more importantly, how to create a caring community within the school walls so that they're just not going to allow bullying to get started.
Well, and it seems so simple, but nobody else really tapped into it before. But, it's one thing to have people, adults, standing up preaching to youngsters about the do's and don'ts. They get enough of that all the time. The rock and prevention message is largely spread by the kids themselves.
Absolutely. We're coming to Atlantic on February 4th this year. We're working with Angela Tsai at the elementary school. And the first thing we'll do when we get there is train 15 to 30 local high school role models. And then those high school kids, along with the Rock and Prevention staff, will teach the younger elementary kids, methods and skills to prevent bullying and to prevent drug use. And they do that together. So whenever you have high school kids teaching younger kids, they're going to match the race, the ethnicity, and the culture because we do this neighborhood by neighborhood. So you've got Atlantic high school kids teaching Atlantic elementary school kids skills and methods right there in your town. They know the issues. They know how things are going down in Atlantic. And usually the kids themselves have a better slant on how to attack those problems in their own community.
Well, and these high school students are, they're band members, they're basketball players and football players and what have you. They're older kids that the younger kids look up to anyway.
Absolutely. And every younger kid wants to emulate their high school heroes. So if we can recruit 15 to 30 of Atlantic Iowa's best high school students, and get out front of those younger kids, they're going to want to follow in their footsteps. I mean, nobody ever plans on becoming a drug addict, or nobody ever plans on, you know, having a lot of problems. But oftentimes, you know, kids make mistakes and they start using drugs and alcohol, and they end up in more trouble than they ever thought would ever happen to them. Nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. So we like to seek out those kids that are walking the walk, that are good role models for the younger kids in the community, and give them something to emulate. And I tell you what, since we got started in 1990, we've now helped 1.5 million children and adults in our program, which is nothing short of a miracle. I mean, that is just nothing short of a miracle. And it's really because we make caring cool. Those high school mentors, they really want to make a difference in their hometown. They really want to help the younger kids. And it's such a win-win, and the feeling is so positive. It's just fantastic, Jim.
Pat, I know what happens when you get into schools, because I've seen your program firsthand when it's been around these parts here over the years. But what happens after the Rock and Prevention folks leave in the days and weeks that follow? Does that message carry on?
Yeah, the message carries on. There's a classroom follow-up guide that has, like, it's a semester's worth of follow-up if they want to do it. But it's where teachers and counselors can pick and choose which follow-up activities they want to do. And we suggest they do that for 5 weeks after we leave. And because every lesson is based on a song used as a teaching tool, they'll play the song to start off the class, and then there are four or five discussion questions that help reinforce the skills that we taught that day. Then also there's a family follow-up guide and a family follow-up CD where the kid goes home, hey, Mom, Dad, you got to hear the song of the week. And there's questions that the parent answers and questions that the kid answers. And the kid brings a signed family follow-up guide back to school. You know that the parent and the child have talked about important issues like drug use and bullying, and, you know, have developed some kind of strategy to confront those things. And then, you know, the kid gets a reward like a Rock and Prevention pen or a wristband, some kind of fun thing like that. But it's a very cool process.
Well, I know it's interesting in the way all this happens, because a lot of folks will hear about Rock and Prevention through public service announcements that they may have heard on their local radio or television stations here in the state of Iowa. And a lot of times the referrals just come through that. Folks will hear about it and think, well, why not do this here in our school? And they'll call you.
Absolutely. They hear the spots on the air and people get an interest. They call us. We've also had people tell us, you know, I've heard your spots on the air. I'd like to donate some money. How do I do that? A lot of people have donated online. Really, it's the broadcasters that get the message out to massive numbers of people. I think this year, the Iowa Broadcasters Association altogether has pledged more than $2 million of in-kind airtime just here in the state of Iowa. And then just yesterday, December 11th, we sent out a new national TV campaign that's going to every free over-the-air broadcast television station in the country.
That's a lot of exposure.
Yeah. So we keep growing. Largely, we still do mostly Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Illinois. Wisconsin's a big state for us, both Dakotas, mostly right here in the Midwest, but we've also done, you know, regular programs in North Carolina, South Carolina, been out in California, out in Texas, Arkansas. We did the Arkansas School Counselors Association. You know, the need is great out there. There's a huge amount of need for people learning how to prevent bullying, for people learning how to prevent, you know, that first use of alcohol and other drugs. And we've been very successful doing it, and it's been a lot of fun.
And I'm sure you had some goals and some dreams when you first started this, but it's probably hard to sit here now and look back and think, gee whiz, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, it is nothing short of a miracle. We had a very philanthropic Iowan named Mr. Dick Jacobson, who joined our board of directors back in the mid-90s. And then slowly but surely, he moved up to our board chairman. He's a very successful businessman. He used to be in trucking and warehouses and ethanol, and really has done some great things for the people of Iowa. Well, he gave us a $4 million matching challenge grant. And with that matching challenge grant, every dollar that we raise is used for programs today. And his dollars go to a long-term reserve fund. So so that Rock and Prevention will go on in perpetuity. You know, when I'm here and far gone, you know, Rock and Prevention in a large degree will be self-funded, and we can keep the cost down as low as possible for schools that have the need where they can have the program.
Well, these are important people. I mean, there are youngsters, and these are important topics. These are things that hit them right square in the face every day of their lives. So it's important that we reach them, and a great way to do it is through music, something that they'll have fun with, as well as remember the message, too. And it's obviously, by the numbers, been very popular over the years. Pat, we hope it continues, and good luck with the February 4th visit here to Atlantic.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim, and it's always a pleasure to see you at the Iowa Broadcasters Association Annual Conference, and just enjoy seeing you, Jim. Got a great town of Atlantic, great people, and we're looking forward to getting back there.